Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, Lee, L-E-E. Roland Lee is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/12/21. He was putting vegetables and fruit on the line when he slipped on a cabbage leaf. Pretty hit his head and shoulder on the left side. Pretty thinks he had a short period of loss of consciousness. Pretty went to emergency room afterwards, believing he scratched it. Afterwards, period. He is unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Pretty continues to take muscle relaxers, migraine pills, and anxiety medication. Period. That's section is normal. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Lee alleges on 5/14/21, he was injured when he slipped on a cabbage leaf on the floor and fell, causing injuries to the head, neck, and left shoulder. Period. And underline this, I believe the date on the claim petition is erroneous. Per treatment records provided, Mr. Lee was seen at Riverside Urgent Care on 1/12/21. Pretty related, he fell onto his left side, injuring his left shoulder. Pretty hit a shelf on the wall on the way down. Pretty, this occurred the previous morning. Pretty awoke with throbbing pain radiating from the left shoulder to the left side and back to his hip. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays. Of the shoulder, chest, and lumbar spine, period. He was begun on medications for diagnoses of contusion of the left shoulder and left chest wall. Period. In paragraph, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Levitsky on 3/10/21, complaining of cervical spine pain and left shoulder contusion. Period. He was unsure if he was unconscious or not, and unsure if he hit his head. Period. He did land on his left side. Period. History was also remarkable for migraines, depression, and diabetes. Period. Dr. Levinsky. Diagnosed cervical pain, lumbar pain, pain in the left shoulder with contusion, cervical paraspinous muscle spasm, and sprain of the cervical spine ligaments. Period. He had already been attending physical therapy. Dr. Levitsky recommended discontinue and that he see a concussion specialist. Period. He followed up in the same practice with Dr. Dizabella on 4/29/21. Feeling worse since the last visit. Pretty was not attending ocular vestibular therapy yet due to it not being approved. Pretty also had not been evaluated by a neuropsychologist. Period. Upon exam, he was neurologically intact. Period. His diagnosis was concussion without loss of consciousness. Period. An evaluation by a clinical neuropsychologist, along with ocular vestibular therapy, was ordered. Given his continued cognitive issues with short-term memory and reasoning. Period. On 5/3/21, he told Dr. Levitsky his cervical spine pain and left shoulder condition were improving slowly. Pretty saw Dr. Dizabella again on 5/27/21, feeling a little better, property was attending ocular vestibular therapy with some relief, but had not yet seen the neuropsychologist, period. Dr. Levitsky and Dr. Dizabella followed his progress over the ensuing months, period. As of 1/13/22, he was seen by Dr. Dizabella, by which time he had seen a neuropsychologist, period. He had some cognitive issues which were being treated by Dr. Tremaine, T-R-E-M-A-I-N. Dr. Dizabella did not think it was pertinent for him to see both himself and this other doctor. But he's going to follow up with Dr. Perkins for cervical and shoulder issues. Period. New paragraph on 6/22/21, Dr. Perkins performed a pain management evaluation. Period. He was referred there by Dr. Levitsky for trigger point injections to the left trapezius and scalene muscles, period. These were administered on this visit, period. Dr. Perkins administered a variety of injections over the next few months to the trapezius and scalene muscles, period. On 6/24/21, he underwent trigger point injections by Dr. Corda, C-O-R-D-A, period. He saw Dr. Perkins through 4/5/22, period. He did undergo trigger point injection by Dr. Dolan on 6/24/21, period. On 7/31/21, he had a neuropsychology evaluation with Dr. Tremaine, T-R-E-M-A-I-N-E, period. When previously presenting on 6/24/21, he was quite symptomatic and unable to tolerate a brief cognitive screen and any length of conversation, period. He had shown improvement since that evaluation and was currently undergoing a neuropsychology evaluation, period. She recommended brief targeted intervention, period. He did see the psychologist through 11/23/21, period. He had been tracking episodes of memory disruption and had improved in terms of remembering to write things down. Pretty recalled 0/2 prospective memory tasks. Pretty was encouraged to have more goal-directed daily activity, but the patient has difficulty structuring tasks, period. She discussed supported return to work on a gradual basis, as it is unclear whether he will be able to manage basic instructions and recall tests, particularly of learning something new. Period. Dr. Perkins had him undergo a cervical spine MRI on 1/10/22 to be inserted here. Period. On 3/22/22, Dr. Dolan performed a cervical epidural injection. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he complained that he is unable to keep an erection. But he was using a cane that was set too short for his height, period. He wore slipper moccasins to the office, period. Head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic. His speech was initially hesitant, but became more fluid towards the end of the evaluation period. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were otherwise intact. Period, he was alert and oriented to time, place, and person. Period, Romberg and tandem gait were negative. Period, he accomplished finger to nose testing fluidly, but was unable to perform heel to shin or standing on one foot maneuvers. Extremities upper. Left thumb had decreased active flexion and was weaker against manual muscle testing. Period. Motion to left shoulder was 90 degrees of abduction, 145 degrees of flexion, and 80 degrees of internal rotation. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12, and on the right was to T7. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres with a crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver suggestive of symptom magnification, but this was negative on the right. The rest of that section is normal. General appearance, he wore pants, so this part of the exam was deferred. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, sacral. He ambulated with a somewhat shuffling gait, but did not have a foot drop or use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Pretty was able to stand on his heels and toes. Pretty changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 30 degrees and rise. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Impressions. On 1-12-21, Roland Lee slipped on a piece of cabbage that was on the floor and fell onto his left side. Pretty evidently struck his head without loss of consciousness. Pretty also struck his shoulder. Period. He was seen at urgent care later that day and the following morning. Pretty underwent several x-rays of the ribs, shoulder, and lumbar spine. Period. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Levitsky, who treated him conservatively. Period. Dr. Perkins then performed pain management with various injections. Period. He also had psychological evaluation and treatment from Dr. Tremaine with improvement. Period. Cervical spine MRI demonstrated multi-level degenerative changes. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found him to have hesitant speech that became more fluid as the evaluation evolved. Period. He was unable to perform heel-to-shin test or standing on one foot maneuver. Period. Otherwise, he was neurologically intact. Pretty decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. He had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver. Period. He had mildly decreased and variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Both sitting and supine straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period. Cervical and thoracic spine motion was full. Period. New paragraph, there is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. In terms of the head structure, there is 0% permanent partial total disability. Period. I would defer an estimate of permanency regarding his psychological and cognitive abilities to a specialist in that arena. Period. End.